present George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. In the previous episode, we heard how Quasimodo had captured Dom Frollo and imprisoned him in the attic at the top of the belfry of the Cathedral of Notre Dame. In the meanwhile, Esmeralda had fallen into the hands of Sister Gadule, and the ancient recluse had just discovered that she was in reality the mother of the gypsy girl. Just at that moment, a troop of soldiers under Captain Tristan approached the cell of Sister Gadule. The old woman was almost frantic. She seized a huge stone that was in her cell, burst the iron grill, and pulled Esmeralda in there. While this was going on, Pierre Grinois, who had been stunned in the street fight, was dragged to the Tavern of the Vagabonds by Clopin Truffaut. When Pierre recovered consciousness, he found himself lying on the floor of the tavern, and the Paris vagabonds grouped around him. Then Clopin Truffaut spoke.
So, you have regained your senses, Master Poet. Now we have a few questions to ask you.
Oh, it is you, Clopin. I came to help you in the fight. Where is Esmeralda? What has happened to her?
I suppose she's still in the cathedral, guarded by the king's soldiers.
No, she is not there. Quasimodo brought her out of the cathedral, and I left her outside the cell of Sister Gudule. Let me go to her. I must find her.
Not so fast, Pierre Grinois. I have several questions to put to you. Firstly, how did it come that the king's soldiers knew the mob were going to attack the cathedral of Notre Dame? How was it that they were prepared for us and all our plans were known?
How should I know?
Every man here is tried and tested, Pierre Grinois. This is the court of the vagabonds. Every man has been questioned except you. Now answer. Did you betray us to the soldiers?
No. No, of course I did not. Why do you ask me that?
Some members of our band saw you being taken away by some soldiers yesterday. Then you were released. How do you explain that?
It is not true. I did not betray you.
Do you deny that you went with the soldiers?
No, I do not deny it. They arrested me and questioned me, but I said nothing about the plans of the vagabonds.
You lie, Pierre Grinois. Does he lie, my comrades?
I do not lie. I did not betray you, Clopin. I swear it.
You are trembling, Master Poet. Come now, be truthful with us. It may be the means of saving your life.
Why do you all stand and stare at me? I did not betray you. I swear that I did not betray you. Oh, have mercy, Clopin.
If you are innocent, why do you ask for mercy?
Why do you question me? I was only concerned with saving Esmeralda. I would not endanger those who try to save her.
We know that the king's soldiers took you away. We know the methods of the king's officers. Did they threaten to torture you, Pierre?
Yes, they did. But I told them nothing.
Hear me, Pierre Grinois. Many of the good citizens of Paris lie dead upon the streets this night. And every man who has died points an accusing finger at you. Can you not see the spirits of the dead pointing at you, telling you that you betrayed them, saying that you brought about their death?
I did not betray them. You have no right to say that, Clopin. I swear that I kept silent.
The spirits of our comrades demand vengeance.
Oh, how could I make the soldiers attack you? There would have been some deaths in any case. You cannot blame me for all that has occurred.
I advise you for your own sake to tell the truth. Did you betray our plans to the king's officers?
No. I give you my oath that I did not betray you.
What use is your oath? You are the only one who could have betrayed us. You have sacrificed the lives of many of our comrades to save your own skin. You told the soldiers all our plans. You frustrated us in our attempts to loot the cathedral and to rescue Esmeralda. And for that, the penalty is death.
Oh, spare me, Clopin. I could not help it, I swear it. They had me on the rack. They were going to torture me, and I could not bear pain. I have never been able to bear pain.
So, you admit it, Pierre Grinois.
Oh, spare me. I beg of you. Esmeralda loves me. I want to find her and save her.
There has been quite enough loss of life on Esmeralda's account. And on your account, you miserable worm. Rather than feel pain yourself, you sacrificed the lives of your comrades and those who were prepared to help you. Shall he die a quick death or a slow death?
Oh.
Answer me, my friend.
Do not kill me, please, Klopeng. I admit I betrayed you, but I could not help it. I was afraid. I am afraid now. I do not want to die.
You have always been afraid. And this time, you have cause for fear. Nothing can save you, Pierre Gringoire. Do you wish to pray?
Oh, I pray for mercy. I have done you no harm, Klopeng.
Do you think of mercy when you betrayed my comrades? Many good men have died because of your cowardice, Pierre Gringoire. You are not fit to live, and by the laws of the vagabonds, cowards must die.
I go to my knees, Klopeng. All I did was for love of Esmeralda. I swear I did not mean any harm.
Was it your love for Esmeralda that's made you betray our plans?
Oh.
You are living in an agony of death now, Master Poet. You are suffering because you know there is no escape.
Oh.
I am glad that you are suffering. You deserve to be tortured. When I think of those who died because of your folly, I can barely keep my hands from your throat. I am prolonging the death agony, Pierre.
Klopeng, I know not what to say. I have sinned, but I could not help being a coward. I have always been afraid. And when they threatened to twist my limbs on the rack, I was not responsible for what I said. Oh, Klopeng, you must hear me. I beg that you spare my life.
Once
I beg
before you. I spared your life, but not this time.
Oh, no.
Are your knives sharp, my comrades?
No.
Are they ready to plunge into the body of the traitor?
No.
Come then, make an end to him.
No, spare me.
And so the cowardly Pierre Gringoire met his death. Meanwhile, Captain Tristan of the King's Guards was still questioning Sister Cadou, while Esmeralda crouched down in the cell of the recluse.
Come now, old woman, let us have the truth. The gypsy girl has been condemned as a witch. The King's Cardinal has decreed that she shall die. Why do you attempt to cheat justice?
If you mean the young girl whom I was trying to hold just now, all that I can tell you is that she bit me, and I let her go. Now go away and leave me in peace.
Tell me no lies, old scarecrow. I am Captain Tristan of the King's Guard. If you lie to me, you shall suffer for it.
If you were the king himself, I should have nothing more to tell you, nor would I be afraid of you.
Why are the bars of your window broken in this fashion?
They were always like that.
You lie. Yesterday I passed here and they were not broken.
The tail of a cart laden with stones was backed against my window, and it broke the grating.
If it were a cart that did this, the stumps of the bars would be driven inward, whereas they are bent outward. What have you to say to that old woman?
I told you, monsieur, that it was a cart which broke these bars. Besides, what has all this to do with the gypsy girl?
Sister, I do not believe you. For some reason, you are trying to deceive me. I think the gypsy girl is hidden in there.
Why should you say that to me? You know I have always hated the gypsies. Did not the gypsies steal my child many years ago? Would I not be glad to see the gypsy girl hanging from the gallows? Why do you come here and disturb me thus? Leave me. I wish to pray.
I have respect for you, Sister Cadou, but my duty must come first. I demand to look in yourself.
You shall not. Since I have been imprisoned here, no one has ever set foot in my cell, and no one shall. It was foretold that if ever a stranger set foot in this cell, the life of Sister Gadul would end. If you wish me to die, you will force your way in here.
I do not wish you to die. I merely wish to find the gypsy girl. And in the course of my duty, I must search yourself.
Sir, I swear by the angels in paradise, it was a cart that broke the bars of my window. I saw the gypsy girl run down Rue de Mouton.
Now I know you lie. There has been a guard of soldiers at each end of the Rue de Mouton for the past 5 hours. Anyone attempting to pass there would have been stopped. Now what have you to say?
I know not what to say, but perhaps she threw herself into the river.
Sister, you are lying. Have a care that you do not hang instead of the girl. You are trying to cheat justice. I am one of the king's most trusted officers, and I have never failed in any commission that has been given to me. You are hiding the girl, and I will save her.
No! No, you shall not take her. She is my daughter. I will kill anyone who dares to try and take her.
So, you old hag, you admit she is there. Sergeant, have two men get throw bars and mattocks. We shall force this cell open.
You shall not enter my cell. Leave me in peace.
It is not you we want. It is the girl. We know that she is in there.
There is nobody in here. Nobody, I tell you.
We shall soon see. I warn you not to cause any trouble. Yield the girl up quietly. What reason have you for trying to prevent this witch being hanged according to the king's pleasure?
What reason have I? She is my daughter, I tell you, and I have only just discovered her.
I am sorry, but the king's justice must not be cheated.
Oh, what is the king to me? I tell you, I am fighting for the life of my daughter.
Ah, here are the men with the pickaxes to break down the wall. Come, loosen these stones.
No! No! Do not tear my cell to pieces. Oh, Captain Christophe, if there is any pity, any mercy in your heart, leave a mother with her daughter. The girl is here, I admit, frightened, shivering and trembling. She is mine. All these years I have waited and hoped and prayed for her to return. Now she has returned to me, and you shall not take her. Oh, God, sir, I ask you to have mercy.
Come now, break down the walls. Take no notice of the old...
I shall kill anyone who lays a hand on the girl, and that I swear.
Hold her legs away.
The soldiers under Captain Tristan set to work to break down the cell of Sister Gadou. The crowbars were forced in between the stones, and soon they were loosened. Will Esmeralda be taken? We shall hear that in the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.